Hello, lovers. Welcome to another episode of Daily Dose of Escapades. Make sure you stream, download, and most importantly, share the story to friends and family. This would push us to give you more and better stories. 1K downloads and streams to unlock the next episode. Thanks.
I was chewing popcorn watching my favorite channel with my bestie Diana when I heard Juliana's screeching voice. Cheryl! Emergency! Help me! I dashed towards her room to see her struggling with clothes. Oh my dear, you're here. Come and help me choose which bag would suit my gown better, Gucci or Versace. Is this your emergency? Yes, absolute emergency. I must look fab on tonight's date. What? A date? Don't you remember you just cried your eyes out for some jerk yesterday? Can you believe her? Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Cheryl, living in New York. And that's Juliana, my aunt. My parents passed away when I was little. Since then, Juliana moved in and became my guardian, as per their will. She was funny and expected to make good company in this huge house, but most of the time, she wasn't around. The only time she sat down with me was...
I just bought him a brand new Bentley to walk his dog the other day, but the next day he immediately dumped me! He said he wanted to share my burden, but seeing how heavy my 20-carat diamond necklace is, he stole it and ran away!
My auntie always loved with all her heart, only her taste in men really needs some fixing. As you can see, all gold diggers. But for some reason, she refused to see those red flags and still hooked on them like a crazy bull. And inevitably, her long list of heartbroken stories keep getting longer and longer. Recently, Juliana met someone new and dined out every day. But you know how it's gonna end. Once they steal something from her, they surely would run away and leave her inconsolable back to me. Actually, I've once dated a guy like that. But of course, I'm not easy to deceive like Juliana. Once I sensed something fishy about that guy, I kicked him in his butt right away. That's why it's my first and also my only relationship I've been in. But no big deal. I have my bestie Diana. She might look timid, but really reliable. She knew everything about me. Then one day, Juliana asked me to join them for dinner. Wasn't this the first time she introduced her boyfriend to me? But this guy was kinda special? Or even strange to her usual style. Juliana only ever dated six-pack guys. But now, what's this overweight, short, and bald man doing here? Auntie, are you alright? But the real bummer was he brought along his son, who also happened to be Andrew, my freaking gold digger ex. It all happened when I was 14, the age where everyone was in a relationship, except me and Diana. One day, my class gathered to play Kiss, Spin the Bottle, and on my turn, the bottle pointed to Andrew, the only boy in my class who was single at that time. Friends screamed in extreme excitement and started to push us together, and we kissed. Since then, my classmates started to ship us as a couple, until one time Andrew came to me.
Hey, you don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a girlfriend, why don't we become an item? Our friends seem to like it too.
Stupid offer, right? But 14-year-old me thought it's a good idea to join the dating circle like my friends after all. I mean, being the only single girl really sucked, and he surely got a look and would make a good match with me. So I agreed, and we became official and did what other couples do, from holding hands to public kissing. Andrew turned out to be a good acting partner, and it was quite fun, to be honest. Except for those moments where I wish I could just end his life. Bae, I'm hungry. Get me something. But he's still totally wrapped up in finishing his 10th burger. Until I nudged him that did he pay attention to his starving girlfriend?
Aw, my bae is hungry. Then eat, my love.
But what was it? I opened my eyes to find out he fed me his greasy finger. Ew! That definitely raised my hackles up. I stood up and gave him my tantrum, but he had the audacity to fight back. If Diana hadn't stopped me there, I swear I was gonna give him some scratches. But still, we both had to settle down our first couple fight to continue our lovey-dovey girlfriend-boyfriend thing. Ugh. Things ran quite so smoothly that sometimes I thought I was in a real relationship. Then one day, I was walking in the schoolyard to hear some boys talking.
Hey, Andrew and Cheryl have been together for 2 months, right?
Yeah, I
can't believe our spin the bottle trick that day could be that successful. Shout out to our handsome boy Andy, who's willing to go into the lioness's den to help us earn some more allowance from our rich lady. Perfect. And now the bait is taken, it's time to give Andrew the cue to action.
What? So Andrew's offer only comes from an attempt of leeching onto me? How dare he!
I immediately stormed away to find him sit on a bench. Hi, bae. Why the long face? Who stole your food?
Drop your act. I know you're just a gold digger.
What gibberish are you talking about? I don't know what's going on with you, but don't put it on me.
He still had the guts to deny it and even dared to go berserk at me. We're over. Not long after, he moved to another city with his family.
Good riddance.
And from that moment, I said no to boys, as they only come to me for money. I didn't expect to see this jerk again, especially in this kind of situation. I dragged him outside. You have to stoop this low? Couldn't get my money, so now you asked your dad to steal from my aunt?
Quit thinking everything has to spin around you just because you have some money. I just want my dad happy, and he seemed to like your aunt. I warn you, don't cause any trouble.
The next morning, I woke up to the most shocking news ever.
Cheryl, Mr. Hardy and I are engaged! The wedding is soon to be decided, and two families will move in together!
What on earth? They've known each other for hardly 2 months and now they're getting married?
What?
This Hardy guy must have put some kind of spell on Juliana. Wait, so Andrew the jerk, he's my cousin now? No, I can't let him rob me one more time. I so needed some bestie talk right now. But why is Diana clinging to Andrew? I rushed over without a second thought. Hey, what's going on here?
Are you blind? We're seeing each other now.
What kind of gibberish did I just hear? I dragged Diana away immediately.
You better have a proper reason.
I'm sorry. You know too well what kind of person he is. Why? Can you do me a favor? You and Andrew are living under the same roof now, but can you keep a distance from him?
What? Are you for real?
You know, I'm a bit insecure.
Okay, fine. You worry for nothing anyway. In no scenario do I want to be near him.
What's wrong with the people around me? Frustrated, I came home, but to see Andrew's dad in my house.
We just moved back to the city, so it's taking more time for our housing contract to settle. So we'll have to live in your place, just for now. Is it okay?
Of course, bae. This castle is too big for the two of us anyway. Right, Cheryl?
Yeah, how convenient for you, Mr. Hardy. Just move in, and all this house and cars are all yours to use now. And that's how Andrew and his dad entered my life and made it miserable. Every single night, he kept bothering me with a screeching sound that I couldn't stay focused on studying.
Stop it, or I'm gonna throw away your flute!
Pity you can't comprehend art, cousin.
Not just that. I had to share a bathroom with him, which now rather turned into his own exhibition of Star Wars obsession from towels, doormats, or even toothbrushes. Literally everything! Ugh. He even left his stinky football jersey for days! Ew! And of course, I couldn't let Andrew invasion continue like that. I draw the boundary to set my territory.
Hey, that's not fair. You got an inch more.
What? Obviously not. And you know where he got his annoying nature from? Yeah, you guessed that right. His dad one day brought a full box of tools and left them everywhere in my house. Then he dragged every old item out of the basement and got them fixed. Hey, this castle wasn't supposed to be his mechanic shop, and we have enough money to buy new stuff. One day I told Juliana my bed was too high and I wanted a new one. But Mr. Hardy was faster and insisted on fixing my bed. But when I lied on it, it collapsed immediately. Help, my butt! I just know it's his tactics to win Juliana's heart. And seemed like it worked, as my aunt, who was never seen in the kitchen, now volunteered to show off her cooking skills. Wow, love's power, they say. Then let's see how love would burn. I just happened to heat up their love by adding some super hot chili into Mr. Hardy's portion. And after the first bite, he ended up crying like a baby.
Don't you know I have a peptic ulcer?
Then he held his stomach and left the table. Juliana hurriedly followed him to their room, all looking concerned. New trick to wheedle some more gifts? Impressive.
It's you, right?
Me what? I ignored him and went back to my delicious sup, but this party pooper stole the dish and scoffed, like being left starving for decades. Okay, fine. If you insist. You just pushed all of my buttons, you moron. I snatched his dish and finished the steak in front of him, and I could see his eyes turned red in anger. And that's when the fork fight broke out between us, until the maids came in to prevent any more calamity. The next morning, I saw my aunt taking Mr. Hardy to the hospital. Oh, I didn't expect it to be that bad. Right then, a delivery man came. Oh my my! Wasn't it Green Day? My favorite band of all time? But this vinyl was rare. Not everyone could have this. Who bought it?
It's mine.
You?
Hey cousin, can you pay for me?
I spent all my money on game yesterday. Classic. Fine. I'll pay. To make up for the prank yesterday. Okay, but with a condition. I'll unbox the vinyl. We return to the living room and open the vinyl. The cool guitar riffs and engaging lyrics gives me chills every time. When my jam was playing, I sang it out loud like usual. And notice Andrew did too. And just like that, we sang together until the song ended. And we started to talk about Green Day nonstop.
American Idiot was the best album ever written. Fight me.
No, Andrew Idiot. Dookie was the one that established their name.
You call me idiot? Then you might listen to Dookie too much that turned you into Cheryl Poopy as well.
What? I'm Cheryl Cherry Bomb! Too much for spending time with this jerk this morning. His taste in music is okay, but his personality is definitely not. One day at school, while I was busy with my homework, suddenly a boy stormed in my place.
Hey, beauty, I get a dare. Would you mind giving me a kiss?
What? I very, very mind. Get off me! But he still leaned towards and trying to press his dry as the bark of a tree lips on mine.
Let's take a quick break.
If you're looking for a political podcast that goes beyond the headlines, check out The Beltway Briefing. I'm Howard Schweitzer, CEO of Cozen O'Connor Public Strategies. Every week on The Beltway Briefing, our team of former Republican and Democratic presidential appointees, Capitol Hill veterans, and political advocates shares behind-the-scenes perspective that cuts through the noise. If you want the inside scoop, subscribe now to The Beltway Briefing here or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seeing Chi acting shamelessly loving around Nam in front of Ronnie when she knew all the truth even irked her more. Can't underestimate this snake. What is she scheming? I'd better watch out on her. Later that day, while working near the kitchen, Veronica spotted Chi doing something fishy. Hey, what you doing? Nothing. Veronica immediately bent down to see a wrinkled food package in a bin nearby. What? The expiration date was 2023, a year ago? Hey, why do we still have expired food here?
Oh gosh, but is it ice cream that room 302 asked for?
Right away, Ronnie asked the staff to check all of the food orders and rushed after the food trolley which was set to arrive at room 302. The news was soon to reach Nam, so he sprinted to the guest room to see Ronnie was already there.
Excuse me, miss. On behalf of the hotel, I do apologize for this inconvenience. It's on us for not training our staff well. I'll be talking to her now.
Then he dragged Ronnie into the corner.
You're ruining others' efforts due to your irresponsibility, don't you see? If you can't do it properly, then do nothing!
His words were like thousands of daggers pierced into Ronnie's heart.
Okay, now I got it. In his eyes, I was only that. Shallow.
Suddenly, the guests came near them.
Excuse me, I know you're teaching your staff and it's not my business to interfere, but this girl wasn't the one who delivered the food earlier. But she came here and sincerely apologized to me for what she didn't do, which is much appreciated. You should reward her instead.
Hearing that, Ronnie couldn't hold her tears and ran away.
Ronnie! Veronica! Sorry, I gotta go. Our manager will talk with you soon, and the hotel will offer some compensation for your trouble. Gosh, my anger got the better of me, and I hurt her once again. Where are you, Ronnie?
I was too dumb to keep chasing after him like a fool, while he didn't bother to care, and even wanted to kick me out. Okay, fine. I'll go as you wish.
In the blurred vision due to teary eyes, Ronnie spotted a smirk face of Chi, the one who's behind all of this.
If it hadn't been for my brother and two families, I would expose you already, you snake!
That night, Ronnie didn't want to face Nam at the hotel, so she ran to Hoi River for some fresh air, and in front of her eyes was Hoi An with a different charm. At night, when the dark covered everything, colorful lanterns were lit up, stretching the sparkling lights in every corner of the ancient town. But the splendid view didn't color her any happier. She was glumly dragging her feet on the sidewalk when she spotted an old woman sitting on the edge of a riverbank selling floating lanterns, and her hands were shaking when she was trying to light them up.
Let me help you, okay?
Then she sat down and helped her kindle the candles and deliver lanterns to buyers. Seeing their faces beaming with the flickering candle lights made Ronnie unconsciously smile.
It's like everyone whistles their dreams in lanterns and has the river give wings to the wishes to fly high and far away.
Ronnie was immersed in her own thoughts when she accidentally burned herself.
Are you okay?
What?
Ronnie, listen, I came to apologize to you for the misunderstanding this afternoon. I should have listened to you first. Let me help you. Don't frown like that, or you're gonna be some wrinkled old woman soon. Hey, hello, Earth to Veronica. Alright, let me show you around. We only have tomorrow here before returning to Danang. You will regret it if you don't go. Come on. I beg you, okay?
Veronica was still in a foul mood, but unknowingly stretched her hand. They said goodbye to the old lady and walked side by side along Hoi River, but no one said anything until...
Are you gonna ignore me forever like that?
You think I'm some annoying girl, don't you?
Huh? Why you ask that? No. Maybe.
Then why you had to hire a fake girlfriend just to avoid me?
What? She knew it? But how? I'm sorry. It was the reason at first, but it turns out I was wrong about you. You have a good heart and don't deserve those things. Maybe it's too late, but I'm sorry again. I should have thought it through first.
What makes you think of me like that? It's like years ago. You suddenly slammed a door in front of me without a word, and then now turned indifferent and hateful to me. Why, Nom?
Something happened, and I'll tell you when time feels right. Please trust me. I never hate you and will never. Please tell me, what should I do for you to forgive me?
I don't know, but maybe... Padalo. Or here they call it Dap V, right? Yes, I want to try Dap V, but we're not done here.
Okay.
The next day, Nom took Ronnie to Padalo as promised.
Okay, Dap is riding, V is the duck. But wait, it's clearly a swan. Why?
I don't know either. Vietnamese is complicated.
Having tickets, two of them were waiting to be on boat, and Veronica couldn't hide her excitement.
Okay, be careful. It's flippable.
Poof, I'm not a kid.
Then Ronnie excitedly jumped on the boat, causing it to sway from side to side, and it wobbled even more as she was being extremely panicked.
Ah! I haven't watched Stranger Things Season 5 yet! I can't die now! Nom, save me!
I told you what! Now, take my hand!
Ronnie slowly held out her hand, then Nom gently pulled her in his arms and helped her sit down.
Do you feel okay now?
No, I'm not okay at all!
Hey, aren't you saying you want to do Padalo? Here you go.
Ah, that's right!
Then they left the dock and started pedaling farther. Ronnie at first had some troubles in steering the boat, but with the help of Nom, she totally enjoyed this little game.
It's just like riding a bike. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of an exercise, right?
An exercise more!
And with that, they even raced against each other enthusiastically and went to the middle of the lake without knowing.
Hey, why suddenly stop?
I feel my legs are gonna leave me soon.
Then suddenly, rain started pouring down, and the boat started tottering. They looked around to find that the other boats had already returned to the dock, leaving theirs alone here.
Oh my god, we had to pedal fast to the dock now! Hey, together! One, two, one, two!
But the strong wind made the boat even more wobbly.
Just wait here until the rain stops.
What? I couldn't just wait here! Anyone? Help! Help!
But Ronnie's attempt clearly turned in vain, as it only invited more people on the shore taking pictures and recording them. After a while, everything was quiet before Nom broke the silence.
Do you still recall that day back in secondary school? We snuck outside to buy a new flavor of our favorite bubble tea. It was raining hard, just like today.
You still remember that? Right, that day we were soaked like rats, just to be chased by a dog, and we ended up dropping bubble teas on the road, and even got scolded by teachers!
Then the two of them kept talking about the good old moments together, without noticing the rain had abated since when. Soon after, the safeguard appeared to help them return to the dock. About Ronnie and Nom, they might get wet, but more than that, they were soaked in the fresh emotions towards each other.
Nom, let's call today Duck Day. And on this day, June 6th, every year, we're gonna do Padalo again.
Sounds fun.
That night, someone uploaded photos of them on the lake on the internet. It naturally became the meme of the day and received thousands of reactions.
Those comments are so funny. Nom, you read it?
But not as funny as your face.
Then every night after, they kept texting each other, and it was always dawn when they finally said goodnight.
Is it too early to think about our firstborn child's name? No way Nom would do anything to harm my family, but what should I do to convince Grayson?
I've been wrong about her all the time. It was stupid of me to project my hatred towards her mom to her.
Seeing this, Grayson and Chi surely didn't take it well.
Bae, what are we supposed to do now?
Just one more step away.
Early the next morning, Grayson met Ronnie for some negotiation.
My baby sis, our plan needs your little help to be kicked off.
No way I help you?
Stop your silly crush. Do you really dare to betray your own family just for some jerk?
Says you! I give you 1 week to find evidence, and now what you've got? Nothing, apart from some dirty tricks you pulled on Nom. Tell you what, I'm out! Grayson, what now?
We don't need her. I have another plan.
A few days later, Nom's hotel suddenly got back out at night, but it wasn't the only thing out of his expectation.
Call technicals to check the grid now!
Hey, you! You're boss here, right?
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for the accident. It might just be some minor technical problems. Please come back to your room. The electricity will soon return.
Patient? How could I be patient when your staff humiliated me?
What, ma'am?
Everything's turned pitch black, and I was trying to find some receptionist. Here you are. Why cut the electricity without notice, huh? Please bring me a fan or something. I'm sweating like crazy.
You're sweating not for being hot, but for you being overweight, miss.
You're saying what?
Are you deaf? I'm saying because you're fat, miss.
So this is the way you train your staff?
Right then, more and more customers came to confront Nom.
Hey, some staff snuck into my room saying to fix some wire plugs, but he stole my wallet away.
Me too. My laptop was stolen when the lights were out as well. Hotel what? It's a scam, guys.
Nom was trying to calm the guests down, but they seemed not to be in a mood for any explanations. Instead, they asked to return the room and demanded a payback.
How could this happen?
Little did he know, the mastermind was already sneakily slipping through the crowd to run away.
That's it. And now let's see how that jerk deals with this.
Nom tried to track down the staff, but he was nowhere to be seen. The hotel was plunged into turmoil. Orders came in few, and the reputation was seriously in ruin. Ronnie couldn't bear seeing that.
It's definitely Grayson who's behind all of this. He's my brother, but he's wrong this time. Even if it's true Nom wanted to harm our family, there's many other ways to confront this.
And she meant it. She came straight to find Grayson.
It's you, right?
What are you talking about?
Don't act innocent. It's you who set up the Nom's hotel incident.
Yes, it's me. So what? This little brat has no skills in running business anyway. I just helped him realize it sooner.
You have to admit this and return the prestige to Nom's hotel.
Huh? Are you dreaming, my little sis?
Oh no, my big bro. I'm sorry to tell you that actually, I've already recorded our conversation. If you have no guts to admit, then let your little sis do it.
Hey, I don't know anything about this. Don't drag me into this. Bye!
Why do you do this? I'm your brother!
That's why I want you to understand we couldn't take revenge by revenge.
Jesus, did that jerk cast a spell on you or what? Why now you still blindly trust him? It's him who made our resort stumble.
Then Nom out of the blue barged in.
Who told you I harmed your family?
Here you are. If not you, then who else? Isn't it you who did this to take revenge for...
Keep talking. Why stop? Take revenge for what? I've already turned a blind eye and let this slide, and now you want to dig this up? Okay, fine.
That's when Ronnie knew all the truth about her mom scheming on taking Nom's family's resort for her own possession. That's also the reason why that day he coldly left her without a word.
My mom? So my dad was also in on that?
No, your dad is totally oblivious about that. Mr. Andrews was so kind to help us with a handsome sum to start again. He's been so nice to us, so I don't want to make a fuss.
And you've known about this the whole time, but still talk about revenging? Don't you see our family as the one who should take the blame? Grayson, it's the karma we have to take. I'm so disappointed in you and Mom.
Nom, I do apologize to you for all the troubles my family has caused you and your family. I will handle this ASAP. Then Veronica asked Grayson to publicly admit his scheme and apologize to Nom.
This wasn't easy for Grayson, but I know deep down, my brother isn't a bad person.
Thanks to that, Nom's hotel resumed working smoothly as before. After that, Ronnie and her brother came back to the States and told the truth to their dad.
What? You've been doing this behind my back the whole time? You know what? We're more brothers to each other. When I had nothing, it's him who helped to lift me up, and now you equate evil with good?
Mrs. Andrews was perplexed, as this was the first time she saw her husband this mad. She admitted her wrongdoings, and a few days later suggested they come back to Vietnam to apologize to Nam's family. And of course, they couldn't believe in what they were just told. They kept silent for a while, then...
To be honest, this news is totally strange to me. But it's all the past now. Let's end here once and for all.
And after everything, the siblings finally found themselves on the same side in the matter.
I was about to tell you before, but not until now do I have courage. But thank you, Ronnie. You might not believe it. If it hadn't been you and the recording, I might not have been able to awake from the nightmare of revenge and then admit my wrongdoings. I was foolish to let hatred and jealousy cloud my judgments and act silly. But thanks to Nom's big heart and your righteousness, I now learn my own lessons. And hey, he might be a good brother-in-law, sis.
How could it happen when our families and me alone caused too many troubles to his family and him? 2 years later, now Veronica's worked for her family business as Grayson's assistant. One day, when going back to home after a tiring working day, she got a message from a strange number. What's this? This is creepy. Anyways, today is June 6th, so what? Oh my, is it... Veronica hurriedly outside to see Nom already there, holding a big bouquet. Ready?
Ready. Why you suddenly... Oh no. See, what takes you so long?
Oh, pardon me, princess. It's hard to find a pedalo, a true Dap V in the States.